Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How's everyone doing today? Clock strikes closer. Doomsday is upon us, is what they're saying, folks. This is what's coming out of a lot of the liberal syndicates. Remember, this is what they're pushing towards. This is what they want you to believe. I'm going to say there's safeties in place, and I think in a way this is the direction that we need to go to wake the rest of society up, the global population, America especially, because everyone's so busy on their Instagram, on social media. Everyone's asleep. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, I got this. You can get this on Amazon. Leave an honest review. I'm going to try to get to 600 reviews. Thank you, Texas Nurse. When the lights go out. And then my mama's book, The Mexican Mix. That's also on Amazon. It's a hell of a book. It's getting great reviews as well. Be nice to my mom. I got to say, folks, it's hard. It's very hard living with, but taking care of elderly people, especially when they're your parents. I got to tell you, folks, you're never really that equipped for it, to be honest. Every day is something new, and every day is a gift. It's a blessing, and I'm privileged to be close by them, to be taking care of them. That's all I can say. Keto with Nino. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. That's why I don't go to the gym right now either. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year resolutions is with amazing keto powder. The substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restriction or having to go through infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just a week of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get it back today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their New Year's sale ends by going to Keto with Nino. And simply click the link in the description box, folks. It's right there. Hit the link below. Hit the link below. Lots to talk about today. It's getting closer. They're turning. It's like the boiling frog. They're turning it up. They're turning it up. They're turning it up. Shit's about to get crazy. That's all I can say. It is crazy. We're in the circus now. Spotify's Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. A lot of you are complaining about getting bombed on Telegram. I have a spam bot on there. So if you put a link in the, if any of you are like posting links or anything like that, you might get booted because there's a spam bot on there that's getting rid of the spam. And it might mistake you as spam. So if you're on my Telegram, be careful what you post. I'm getting a lot of emails from people telling me, kick me off. I've been a fan or I've been a supporter for a long time. Folks, I have a spam bot on there because Telegram spam is insane. It's off the charts. It's ridiculous. It's like right when I post a message on Telegram, brrr, spam. I mean, I can't help that. So we got a spam bot, but it sometimes knocks off people. Getter is Nino's Corner. Rumble is Nino's Corner. Folks, anything I put on ninoscorner.tv, I put on Rumble maybe a week to 2 weeks later. I feed the people that feed me. So ninoscorner.tv, they get it first. VIP, every time. They always will. The grifter. The grifter is here. So they get VIP service. But Rumble gets the occasional video up as well. True Social, David Rodriguez. Boxer. And Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer. Patriot Wear, bing, right there. Get in, Patriot. Get yourself some cool gear. Bing. All right. Nino's Corner.tv is fire, as always. I have Dustin Nemos up right now. Dare take the black pill, folks? Do you dare take the black pill? It's fucking depressing. I'll tell you that much. I actually agree with a lot that he says. But I just can't go down the rabbit hole into darkness. I can't do it. I have to remain optimistic about things. It's still a great interview. Take what you want, throw away the rest. It's there for you. I leave a buffet on ninoscorner.tv. A buffet. A smorgasbord, see? Yeah. A smorgasbord for you to pick what you want, take what you want, and leave the rest. That's what Nino's Corner is all about. Bonnie Blackwood, thank you very much. Bonnie Blackwood. Yeah. All right. All right. Ninoscorner.tv, Jesse Saboter. Okay, now that. Wow. Jesse Saboter. That was one of the craziest interviews I've ever done. Per her request, we did two interviews. Well, actually three. The first one was about the Madonna Vanity Fair magazine to Decode. So I'm going to put that one up, I think, on YouTube. That's the Decode, Madonna Decode. It's pretty damn impressive. I mean, she goes over all the details in the magazine of the cover pictures, the back pictures, and talks about what it means to the occult. It's all symbology. It's all direction. They're speaking to each other with these type of layouts, folks. It's crazy. So she breaks it down geniusly to me and my audience, and I'm going to put that up on YouTube. The second interview, we talk about old Pencey Pence, church boy. Church boy Pence. Very disturbing interview. That one, she went into detail of what she witnessed with Pence as a child. And I'm not allowed to say what it said. You could go read her affidavits. I can't. Honestly, I was feeling sick just interviewing her, talking about it. And per her request, she asked me not to air that video because the details, the gruesome details, I'm not going to air it. So we redid the video and we left it more vague, but it's still too hot for YouTube. Way too hot for YouTube. And that's going to go on ninoscorner.tv. So I have to respect my guests' wishes, folks. I mean, I like them to keep coming on. I don't like to go against them. It even disturbed her a little bit talking about it. So she asked me not to put that one video up. So we re-recorded it, and it's going up on ninoscorner.tv. It's still pretty R-rated, though. I'm going to tell you, it's still pretty bad. I'm going to have Kerry Cassidy on again. I'm going to have Bo Pony. Wano, save it, baby. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. 107 is coming on. The Ghost is going to reappear on ninoscorner.tv. It's fire, folks. It's fire. And without further ado, coming at you live from the apocalypse, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It is the apocalypse. I keep trying to think, what's today's trend? What's going on today? Oh, the apocalypse is what's going on today. The whole world is at war. The whole world's at war. They're locking people down. The World Economic Forum's making their move. The globalists are taking, I mean, it's on, folks. It's on. It's on. You can hide all you want. You can go in your closet. You can go wherever you want and hide away from it. Still got to go outside sometime. It's there. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. You can't get away from it. You know, people have changed in the last 3 years like never before. The shift that has happened in the last 3 years is monumental. People aren't the same. People, it's a fucking circus. And people have just gotten weird as a whole. Nobody talks to each other anymore. Everyone's looking down on their phone. Just go to the airport and look around. Go to a public place and look around. If you're not one of the people that's constantly on your phone, and just look around. Nobody interacts anymore. It's like humanity's connection has just been severed. Think within the last 3 years, especially. And what are we going to keep going down this road? No wonder transhumanism is going to be so easy for people. Soon you're not going to have a phone. Soon you're going to have a chip. It's coming. You're going to say it's an advancement. You know, I'm watching Elon Musk with this Neuralink stuff. I mean, I don't know what to think about this guy. Let's talk about doomsday strikes one click closer. Folks, the world's heating up. The world's heating up. As we take control of McCarthy and the House, and boy, is he pissing off people like Schiff, isn't he? The deep state must make desperate moves now. Okay, they have to start making these panic moves for control. Distractions and fear. So they need the distractions to take the news cycle. They need panic moves. They need to take the heat off Biden, off Pencey boy. And as all this is happening, the doomsday clock goes click. It's about that time, bitch. We're 90 seconds away from what the scientists, I'm sure they're like all sitting around in lab coats going, you know what? Yeah, it's time to move the doomsday clock one notch closer. Go ahead, Robert. Do you want to do the duty? So, click, one click closer. And so now we're here. It's almost the end of the world. This is for all the marbles. This is for the entire Casino Royale, folks. Like as Juanito has said many times on my show, and we're getting to where it's hot, 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 getting real hot. It's about to get real interesting, and I think we haven't even launched yet. I think things are going to start picking up around March, April. As all of this is happening, folks, we're becoming a big target now because we're weakening. Our society is weakening. Americans, there's this group, there's that group, there's this subgroup, there's that, there's this, there's that. We're all fighting with each other. At the same time, we're depleting our military stock. We're sending that off to you know where. We all know where we're sending our military off. I can't say it on here. We're sending off our military reserve, all our equipment. And guess what, folks? Our enemies know this, and they sense weakness. There's spies within spies and psyops between psyops, and they're all paying very close attention, folks. And they know we've got the house. So we're starting to make a little bit of move. The shift is starting to happen for America like this, but we're being drained. We're being drained. Our military is completely divided, and our equipment is being sent out daily, daily. We are now in the danger zone. We are now in red alert. And folks, I'm going to say this. Anything can happen. Anything can happen at this time. Liz Straub, thank you. So anything can really happen at this time. Doomsday clock moves closer. Doomsday clock moves closer than ever to midnight. Top scientists and security experts moved the doomsday clock forward on Tuesday to just 90 seconds to midnight, signaling an increased risk to humanity's survival from the nuclear shadow over the Ukraine conflict and the growing climate crisis. They have to throw that in there, the climate crisis. The new timing of the clock set by the bulletin of the atomic scientists is closer to midnight than ever before in the history of humanity. The hands on the clock, which the bulletin describes as a metaphor for how close humanity is to self-annihilation, had been 100 seconds to midnight since January of 2020. The closest to midnight it had been in history, but now it's 90 seconds to midnight, folks. We're all about to blow up. It's a race against time. It's a race to the finish line. I've heard 2030. I've heard 2040. I've heard different things. But I know we're in the window, and the window's going like this. It's shutting. and you know they're getting ready for another boogeyman, that could hit any day. That could hit any day. Bill Gates has already come out and talked about it. They're ready to do it again. The first time was just a scrimmage. They've worked out their kinks, folks. They've worked out their kinks. They know what to do this time. And you will comply. You know how this last time you thought your own doctor, your own general practitioner. It's like watching people get bit by like a vampire and then growing fangs. It's like, whoa, I thought I knew this person. I don't know this person. I thought this person was intelligent. They're walking around with a face diaper. I guess I didn't know them after all. But as all this is happening, they're dripping the red pill. Drip, 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 drip. Drip, drip, drip. Okay, so what the fuck? All right. Conditioning the public for Trump, a Trump, you know what? Tucker Carlson. I think, folks, just a hunch. I think he's on board with the quote-unquote plan. I'm just going to say that because what I'm watching him do on the mainstream is red pill very slowly, getting people up to par with everything, getting people up to speed. Tucker Carlson has made a career of shouting the quiet part out loud on television. But in 2023, it seems a controversial Fox News host has turned truth up to 11. He dialed it up to 11 and resolved to report on air what just a few years ago would have been considered journalistic suicide. On Thursday, Carlson, as a means of explaining how far the deep state will go to protect itself and further its agenda, explained that the powers that truly run Washington, D.C. had former President Richard Nixon, the most popular president in American history, booted from the White House because he suggested that the CIA assassinated former President John F. Kennedy. They're bringing this out on purpose. They're bringing this out on purpose, folks. They're letting you know, and guess what? You can't trust the FBI. You can't trust the CIA, which we already knew. But he's bringing it out to the open. Why? Because I believe the hammer's coming down on these agencies, and you have to know they were corrupt from the start. We are going to win this. I'm telling you, folks, I'm confident. I never go into a fight not confident, and I'm confident. All of a sudden, in a liberal syndicate, I picked this up. Trump leads Biden in a hypothetical 2024 matchup. What? You got CNN turning on Biden. Now you got other liberal syndicates coming out and saying, yeah, in a matchup, you know, meh. Folks, I have no choice but to believe all of this has been well strategized. Former President Trump holds a 3-point lead over President Biden in a hypothetical 2024 rematch, according to a new Emerson College poll released on Tuesday. 44% in the poll said they would support Trump in the 2024 presidential election, compared to 41% who said they would back Biden. Another 10% said they would support someone else, while 4% remained undecided. Now, I think all these polls are bullshit. But for them to come out on a liberal syndicate and say this, it's the Emerson's national poll. And in November, it showed Biden with a 4-point lead over Trump. Yeah, right. Sure. God, so sure. Oh, boy. Folks, the deep state has had decades to brainwash and condition the masses. Decades. We're trying a red pill society in a couple years, okay? Just a couple years is all we got to do this. You got it. I feel like it's got to be a jolt, and I know that jolt's coming, and I think it's going to be some kind of scare, and that's why I'm talking about the clock striking almost midnight. But we have to get people on board. The Pied Piper of the normies, folks. That's why I'm on YouTube. That's why I watch and say everything I do on YouTube. I don't go full retard on YouTube, even though some of you think I do. I've also heard once this gets turned around, once the boat, remember, it's like an oil tanker trying to make a U-turn. You got to go slow and guide it. Once this gets turned around, I've heard school curriculum is going to change as well. And it's going to be more about the Constitution, and these socialist professors are going to be kicked out of there. They're going to be gonzo, gone. But it's a strategy that we have to turn this around just right. Classified documents found at Mike Pence's home. Report says, old Pencey Pence. Around a, you guys got to go to ninoscorner.tv and watch Jesse Saboter. I'm going to be putting, I got Dustin Nemos up today, but Jesse Saboter talking about Mike Pence. That'll be up. I'll probably put up tomorrow evening. Around a dozen records marked classified were found at former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home last week, according to CNN, in a search apparently prompted by the discovery of sensitive documents at President Joe Biden's home, private residence. The Justice Department and FBI are actively reviewing. Look at my arm. What the hell? It's got a mind of its own. Now it stopped. Now that I paid attention to it, it stopped. Did you guys see it twitching? It's not clear what the contents of the records are or their classification level. The Justice Department did not immediately respond to a request for a comment from Forbes, and Pence could not be reached for a statement. Remember I said how long ago I've been saying watch Pence? Remember I've been saying that? Do you guys give me a thumbs up if you remember me saying watch Pence? There it goes again. It's doing its own thing. Now I looked at it and it stopped. Give me a thumbs up if you remember me saying, watch Pence. Was I right? Yeah, I'm ahead of the ball. If you're on NinosCorner.tv, you'll see why we're ahead of everybody. Yeah, but you're wrong about him. Okay. Oh, yeah. Where are these trolls coming from? Where are these trolls coming from? Why don't you like me? I feel I'm a likable guy. I don't go onto your platforms and talk shit to you. Okay. All right. FBI official. FBI official who investigated Trump-Russia collusion. Arrested for what? Colluding with Russia. Former FBI agent Charles McGonigal, who had a hand in investigating the Trump-Russian collusion, was arrested on Saturday for his ties to Russia. If the deep state is in control, why is shit like this happening? According to CBS, his ties to Oleg Deripaska, a Russian billionaire who has been sanctioned by the United States and criminally charged last year with violating those sanctions. In a statement, Michael Driscoll, the FBI assistant director in charge, said the FBI is committed to the enforcement of economic sanctions designed to protect the United States and our allies, especially against hostile activities of foreign government and its actions actors. Oh, yeah. Protection for Nino. I appreciate that. You know, a lot of you could just say prayers for me. Nino, I cannot sign into Nino's corner. What's up? Go to secure server. Email secure server and they'll get you squared away. You may need to put your credit card information in again. Okay, Justin, Marjorie Taylor Greene to introduce legislation to declare Antifa domestic terrorists. Do you support this move? Give me a thumbs up if you support this move. Why is my arm doing that? Oh, well, look at that. Do you guys see that? All right. Justin, I can't control it, guys. I don't know why it's doing. Maybe it's because I lifted weights yesterday at the gym, and like it's having like, you know, like aftershocks or something. And Justin, Microsoft Outlook and Teams crash. Emails from millions of users across the world are not working on Microsoft. You guys aware of this? Well, I just thought I'd bring that up. I don't know. All right. Ghislaine Maxwell says Jeffrey Epstein was murdered in jail, folks. Ghislaine Maxwell, the daughter of British press magnate Robert Maxwell and the former girlfriend of deceased pederast Jeffrey Epstein, is currently serving her 20-year prison sentence for her involvement in the sex trafficking empire. Maxwell told an interview that aired Monday night that Epstein was murdered in prison, saying that he did not die by suicide. It was ruled as the official autopsy. I have a different opinion on this. I think this motherfucker was taken away and he's being interrogated and giving up names and people. That's what I think. That's my opinion. That's what I think. Jeffrey Epstein, as background of those who don't remember, died in 2019 when he died in New York prison cell. Given the circumstances of his death, namely his lawyers claim that he was positive about the legal odds. He is recently being taken off suicide watch. The camera's not working and the guard's falling asleep. Many online have alleged since his death that he did not kill himself. My opinion, just an opinion, folks, just an opinion. I don't think he's dead. I think he's taken somewhere and they're getting a lot of information from the guy. Nuke blast. Putin's allies call for Berlin to be nuked after Germany's game-changing decision to send Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. Fuming Kremlin propagandists threatened nuclear strikes on the West today after Germany agreed to send tanks to Ukraine. One high-profile Putin mouthpiece demanded Berlin's Bundestag parliament should be reduced to radioactive ash in retaliation. Folks, this is heating up like I've never before seen. We are in World War III right now. It's happening. It comes after dithering German Chancellor Oleg Scholz folded to international pressure and direct pleas from President Vladimir Zelensky. He will now send a squadron of Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine and allow NATO allies to re-export dozens more. The Kremlin today hit back saying the tanks supplied by Germany and the U.S. will burn like all the rest. And raging Moscow TV pundit Yurgovich Zelenskaya said warheads should be launched on the central German democracy. So the whole world's going to go up in flames. We're 90 seconds to midnight, folks. How are you all enjoying the apocalypse? Remember, folks, people are picking lanes right now. You're either going to go with NATO or you're going to go with the BRICS. You're either going to go with the WEF, World Economic Forum, or you're going to go with the gold standard. Coast Guard monitoring Russian spy ship on patrol off Hawaii. A Russian spy ship has been patrolling off the coast of Hawaii, but so far has remained in international waters, the Pentagon said Thursday. While the appearance of the Russian surveillance ship along the U.S. coastline is not unusual, this one has attracted more attention because of heightened tensions between the U.S. and Russia over Moscow's invasion of Ukraine and veiled threats to employ nuclear weapons. The surveillance ship has been monitored by the U.S. Coast Guard sailing near Hawaii over the last several weeks. I can't speak to why the Russians are sailing the ship right now. It's kind of a precarious timing, said Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Tsai. She said the Coast Guard is still monitoring the ship, which has been operating in international waters. And then battleships, Russian battleship with unstoppable 7,000-mile-per-hour hypersonic missiles sail towards U.S. and will soon be in striking range. The Russian warship armed with unstoppable hypersonic missiles is sailing towards the U.S. coast in a show of strength, reports claim. The guided missile frigate Admiral Gurskurovoy has been closely monitored by NATO navies on its maiden voyage, armed with 6,670-mile-per-hour Zircon weapons. An unconfirmed Russian Telegram channel report says it was spotted on radar in neutral waters off the Atlantic Ocean at an effective salvo launch distance from the U.S. coast. Folks, they're getting close. I would bet they're surrounding all the states right now. They know we're sending off all our equipment to where? Ukraine. We are the problem. Let's talk about California. I don't blame anybody who's leaving California. I don't blame you. I don't blame you for leaving California. Crazyfornia. But don't bring your crazy here, okay? You've already fucked up Austin, Texas, okay? You've already moved to Austin and fucked it up. Please stop fucking up all the other cities and states. Just stay home. You can come here, but just stay home, please. California's new wealth tax. Listen to this shit. California's new wealth tax plan targets wealthy, even if they flee to another state. So you think you're going to get away from California? They're going to tax you anyway. California Democrats are pushing for a new tax on the state's wealthiest residents that includes the ability to tax them even after they've left the state. For places like Florida or Texas, or even after they move out of the country. State Rep. Alex Lee introduced the Wealth Tax Act and Assembly Bill 259 and Assembly Constitutional Amendment 3 in the state of California State Legislature last week, and on Monday held a press conference with his Democratic colleagues calling for wealth taxes to bring tax justice. These people are crazy enough to pass this. If you don't think so, think again. This could really pass. The proposed tax or the proposed law includes provisions that would allow California to tax the worldwide net worth of former residents who have moved abroad or relocated to another state, which comes amid the exodus to red states that tend to have less onerous tax regimes. Can you believe this? With one of the highest corporate tax rates in the country at 8.84%, California ranks 48th on the Tax Foundation's Business Tax Climate Index and occupies the 49th spot on its individual income tax rank. A recent study found that more moving trucks left California than any other state in 2022 for the third year in a row, with the top destinations being North and South Carolina, Florida, and Texas. Stop coming to Texas, please. Please. Oh. And we all hear the same thing when you come here, by the way. We're not like the other Californians. We're not like those people. What do you like then? Oh. Worldwide wealth does not include real estate held directly by the taxpayer, but does extend to real estate or tangible personal property held indirectly, such as through a partnership of trust. It also includes things like stocks or art collections. This is insanity. This is robbery. They're mugging you. This is theft. This is when a government gets out of control. It's our fault, folks. It's our fault. You guys have been put to sleep. My audience is awake, but most people are still asleep. They're still asleep and they're enjoying it. Now that football
season's over, maybe we can get some people on board here. I don't know.
A red flag First Amendment violation. DirecTV announces they will drop Newsmax. after removing OWN last year. So I suggest people get rid of your DirecTV. Look at my arm. DirecTV says they will drop Newsmax after they dropped the conservative channel OWN last year. GOP lawmakers are promising to investigate the red flag First Amendment violation and have asked for DirecTV to turn over the ratings for each of their channels and the fees paid by the network to all of the channels. This is despite the fact that DirecTV pays 11 liberal channels on its network lineup. So it pays for those networks. Republican members of Congress are urging DirecTV to reconsider dropping the conservative cable network Newsmax from its channel lineup, voicing concern that the decision affects their ability to reach constituents. Freshman Representative Wesley Hunt said the TV provider's inability to come to an agreement with Newsmax over cable fees signals a political decision to censor conservative media, which is a red flag for the First Amendment, Hunt said. A letter exclusively obtained by the Washington Examiner to DirecTV and its owners, AT&T and TPG Capital, co-signed by 41 other Republican lawmakers ahead of the company's deplatforming of Newsmax this week. So here they go again. Here they go again. How many of you have heard of Nancy Pelosi's exorcism? Nancy Pelosi reportedly summons priests to exorcise home of evil spirits. I'm surprised that bitch didn't burst into flames. What? The power of Nancy compels you. The power of Nancy compels you. The power of Nancy compels you. Former House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi summoned priests to rid her Lux San Francisco home of evil spirits after a man allegedly attacked her hubby with a hammer. Yeah, I heard he attacked her hubby. He hammered her hubby. So she invites a priest over to exorcise the demons. I think that weighed really heavy on her soul. I think she felt really guilty, said Pelosi's daughter, Alexandra. The New York Times reported Sunday. I think that really broke her. Over Thanksgiving, she had priests coming, trying to have an exorcism of the house and having prayer services, she added. This lady, talk about hypocrisy. As far as I know, no exorcism or priest services were performed at her home, Albano told the Post. But Pelosi may have gone outside her local church hierarchy for holy help. My question is, why isn't she in hell burning right now if they exorcise her home? Oh, wait, I know why. Maybe she needs to go to Gitmo first. This is a real story. At the World Economic Forum, UN regulators issues a stern warning to Elon Musk. If you don't comply and regulate speech, the UN will issue sanctions. The unselected government? The World Economic Forum is now calling for millions of cats and dogs worldwide to be killed in an attempt to reduce the carbon footprint that they produce by a result of eating meat. They're introducing an international policy that would require most pet owners to euthanize their animals. Don't worry, Axel. Axel Smaxel, he's a dirty rascal. Axel Smaxel, always getting a fiasco. He just looks at me like I'm crazy. Unselected government. Conspiracy theorists have been talking about this for decades. World Economic Forum criticized as unelected world government. Food programs include bugs and lab-grown meat. The World Economic Forum wrapped up its 2023 meeting in Davos, Switzerland, facing public pressure over its programs to influence government through business, investment, and partnerships. Elon Musk received millions of responses on Twitter when he raised the question of whether the WEF should control the world. The answer was a resounding no, but it raised deeper questions over what the organization has come to represent. Is it just a business and finance organization, or is it becoming a global unselected government? Meanwhile, WEF's plan for alternative food is now becoming better known. The agenda openly includes bugs, lab-grown meat, and lab-grown plants. As the organization looks to recreate the way that people grow and consume food. This is real. A Las Vegas judge commits suicide after facing ethics probe for demanding an investigation into an alleged sex trafficking ring. A former Las Vegas judge committed suicide a year after she resigned from her position after facing an ethics investigation. Per the Clark County's coroner's office, Judge Melanie Andres Tobashian died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to Andres Tobashian. She resigned in an attempt to avoid a complicated ethics investigation that started when she attempted to rescue her daughter from allegedly being sex trafficked. I sense foul play. Some LGBTQ news. Aretha Franklin's song, Natural Woman, is now deemed offensive to trans women. Outrage as activists demand song to be removed from Spotify and Apple Music. The song by the Queen of Soul is being called offensive in the LGBTQ community. Oh boy. Released back in 1967, the stirring love ballad is now facing scrutiny despite preaching positive message in regards to a woman's femininity in general. Leading the charge of the song Nixed is the Norway-based Transcultural Mindfulness Alliance, a group started this year. The song A Natural Woman by Aretha Franklin is being bashed by LGBTQ critics as offensive, with one organization in particular saying the tune helps perpetuate harmful anti-trans stereotypes. Fuck, this is crazy. Released as a single by the late Queen of Soul back in 1967, the stirring love ballad is now facing scrutiny despite preaching positive messages in regard to women and femininity in general. Leading the charge to have this song mixed is the Norway-based Transcultural Mindfulness Alliance. The world's getting crazier by the day. I can't wait. I think this movie's going to pick up. You're saying you can't wait for this movie to end? We're far from the end. In what the fuck news, Listen to this. This rapist decided he was no longer a man only after appearing in court on a rape charge. Fury as sex attacker transitions. He transitions before trial and is sent to a women's prison. Despite warnings about Sturgeon's gender change law. So now this guy who rapes women gets to go to a women's prison because he all of a sudden feels that he's a woman with a ding-a-ling. The insanity is off the charts. You can't make this up. Isla Bryson was known as Adam Graham when he carried out the sex attacks. The first victim was raped in 2016. A second woman was raped in 2019. First appeared in court as Adam Graham, but stood trial as a woman, Isla Bryson. There was fury today after a transgender rapist attacked two women as a man, then changed his gender, conveniently, before the trial. Isla Bryson was a shaven-headed Adam Graham with a Mike Tyson style face tattoo when he carried out the violent sex attacks in 2016 and 2019 after abusing the victims they originally met online. Bryson, who claimed to have had gender issues since the age of 4, began transitioning from a man to a woman in 2020 after being charged with rapes. After being charged with rape of raping women. The attacker denied the accusations, telling jurors that any sex was consensual, although Bryson insisted he did not like sleeping with women and made the first move. There was no reference to the 31-year-old having gender recognition certification during the trial. It is understood Bryson is being held in a segregation unit in Corntown Vale Women's Prison, where the attacker will be risk assessed ahead of sentencing to see where she will serve the term. She can be a woman in a men's. I've heard of a lot of women, trans women in men's prison. They seem to love it there. We warned of the inevitability of this happening if the SNP's gender self-ID law passed, but for it to have become reality is deeply worrying and an affront to the victims. This is getting so far out of hand and it's blurring everything, folks. It's like a big gray area. I could have swore I was at the gym the other day and I was like, I had a heart. I didn't know. I was looking at this guy. I thought it was a guy. Walk into the men's restroom and I'm in there and I'm like, okay, they didn't use the urinal. And I heard him go sit down in the stall and pee. And I'm like, that dude kind of looked feminine. And then I noticed he had like tits, like small ones. But I mean, I was like, I wasn't sure, you know. And I didn't say anything because I wasn't sure. And I didn't want to offend like a 15-year-old kid if he was, but it looked like a chick. Actually, I don't give a shit if I offend. I don't care. I would have said something, but I couldn't make it out, man. I'm not used to this shit. This is new. This is a new paradigm for me. I'm not used to this. I'm old school, folks. I came from 1990s. I feel like I just got transported here. Like, it's weird. I feel like I'm the old model Terminator walking around. Like, I feel like I'm outdated. I walk around. I don't recognize the youth anymore. I don't recognize anybody anymore. I walk around going, did I just wake up and the world just suddenly fucking bing, changed? Because I don't recognize any of this shit. Do you guys agree with me? I mean, isn't this bizarro world? Like, what is this? I can't figure it out. There's what used to be cool, like hot chicks and like models, and you had to be like famous to like, if you were famous, it's because you did something, and a byproduct from doing that something really well was fame. Now it's just, you're an influencer. You're an influencer. You're on your Instagram. You take pictures all day fucking long because you got, you don't got jack shit to do. You don't got a job or nothing. Like, I don't even know what this is. How did I wake up in this existence, in this reality, where it's just fucking bizarro world? Like, nothing makes sense to me. You can't insult anybody. You gotta let the crazy people run amok. You gotta let the ins. It's like we were just woke up in an insane asylum. What's the trend today? Weirdness. Who could be more weird than the next person? That's what the trend is today. It's a fucking apocalypse, folks. This doesn't make sense. Everywhere you go, don't say this, don't say that, don't offend that person. That person's fucking batshit crazy, but you can't say anything. You can't say anything about that person. This is insanity. And we have to pretend it's okay. We have to sit back and say, well, you know, I don't want to be looked at as the bad guy. Fuck that. I'll say it. And that's about it for today. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting be you. Go to ninoscorner.tv, folks. I'm going to put up the Jesse Sobota interview. Right now, Dustin Nemos is up there, but Jesse Sobota is going up there mañana evening. Later.